started off pretty friendly with some petitions being signed off in 2017. We had 153 names of support of people who accessed the park and people in the surrounding area. And then there was a counter petition put in place by a resident in the area who didn't want dogs in the park at all. And then it just snowballed from that to having gates tampered with, having doggy waste disposal bags go missing, to then last year there was some media coverage by yourself in regards to an individual who was actually putting their own feces in the park and targeting people in the area. We've had individuals followed by people in the community who use the park and copying a lot of verbal abuse for having dogs in the park at all.
And what was the decision made by council in the end?
So on Monday night, after an epic 3 years, council have decided that we can continue to use the park for off-leash access from 9am until 7pm, and due to liability reasons that the basketball hoop would be removed. We would have loved to have been able to retain the hoop for the small group of people who do use that, but for liability reasons, that will be relocated. So we're really happy with the outcome. We've got a great social group at that park, and its popularity for dog owners has just increased significantly over that 3 years. We've also had a dog first aid course be birthed out of the community who accessed that park as well, for anyone in Hobart to access now through dog first aid tags.
Do you think that partly having to fight so hard for the parks been community building in a strange way?
It has. We certainly got to a stage where I think most people are feeling a bit burnt out and is this actually worth it after a 3 year battle? But I think particularly when some of the anti-dog behaviour increased, it just made us more determined that we actually need to retain this space. It's a safe space. It's got a really good community wrapped around it, and we didn't want to lose that.
How did the community rally around you when you were in need?
Oh, so I had a pretty significant accident last year. And for me, I was non-weight-bearing and wheelchair-bound for 3 to 4 months. So the park community were amazing. We had one member take down a timetable and basically shift people on twice a day to be able to walk my dog during that time when I couldn't. So it's a really supportive community.